How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
Surely I ain't the only person to ever roll the windows down and accidentally litter.
Paige.
My life is like a ball fan with a new brush.
And Fat Boy.
Why is it so hot? Why is it always hot? Why do I always sweat?
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rock blocks all day.
93.3.
The planet.
Rocks!
Those in Simpsonville and texters around the world, text in. Is there like, we know now about the UFC. See, it's just like the Illuminati. We knew, we now see it.
Yeah.
I never knew what the upside down pineapple was. I enjoyed the cake. Mm-hmm. And also now I'm starting to wonder, was my grandma a swinger? Because that was her best dessert.
Yeah, that was good. If she could make it.
What was the point of an upside down pineapple cake? Oh my God.
You know she was.
First it was pandas and now it's this.
I can't.
Upside down pineapple. Okay. Yep. Wow. Oh, yes.
Any gay bars in Chattanooga that you want us to work in? Reference to?
Right.
I'm not writing that down.
I saw they just had a Playboy club back in the day. I was looking at pictures of that place.
Chattanooga?
Yeah.
Was it an official Playboy club?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's kind of cool.
Wow. Yeah. Wonder what that was about. I mean, no offense, Chattanooga, I love you. But that's like saying we're going to build a new Walt Disney World in Greenville.
Yeah, like how did that, like who started it? What was like their stuff going on in there?
Oh, God, yes.
Did Hugh Hefner ever come over there?
Well, he may have visited.
good deal.
I said it was built in 72 by some guy named Billy Hull.
Hey, Billy.
It had a Playboy bunny-shaped pool.
Of course.
Tiki decor. It was designed for lavish parties. It was called the Swingers Club, like, you know, quote unquote.
Yeah.
But it was demolished in 2014.
Demolished. They're hiding our history from us.
People vandalized it too much.
They probably did that out of health concerns. It was probably employees from Hustler.
Uh-huh. I got jealous.
They said, my God. Hey, it's Hustler. Hey, what's up, gallery? Listen, I'm patching in a long-distance call. Oi, are you there? It's We. The name of my magazine is We. It's not Oi.
Oi.
We want to go in together.
Oi vey.
And go to war against Hefner. Now, we don't want to go all the way to California, but we found out there's one in Chattanooga.
Dude, it said the guy that built it got arrested for plotting the death of his wife's lover. What the hell?
Man.
This is a depressing day.
People in Chattanooga are like, you guys have never heard of this before? Here it is on March 0th, 2026, and you...
Where have you been?
Didn't realize that was going on. Well, next thing you know, there was going to be a... Is there a Hustler Club in Hendersonville? Now I'm wondering.
Yeah, this place...
Club Hustler.
Cool. It's near the pancake place in Hendersonville.
Oh, yeah.
Bear City Page.
Hey,
gosh, my
yeah, I don't have any manners.
That wasn't even a burp.
Forgive me.
I think you should fight to have him caught. That was great. That was great. That wasn't even a burp.
Somebody vomited on their microphone.
Yeah.
Oh, this place got graffitied real bad. Like, it is tagged.
Like, tagged with, like gang symbols? Are there gangs in Chattanooga? And then the other part of that.
Maybe
it was just like a drug den.
Like ding-a-lings or something?
What's this Trump in the pool? But the carpet was purple. Like, I bet this place back in the day.
Somebody spray painted Trump in the pool.
Yep. There's a big screen TV, like an old one.
Oh, nice.
Guys, we can't go to Washington anymore. We're going to storm the Playboy Club.
Dude, I bet Edith was in this place a couple times at least.
Oh, let me go ahead and get my phone screen open.
Oh, people were living here. Like, they were living in the pool. There's a couch and a TV in
all
the
right.
pool.
All right. Like squatters.
Yeah, squatters or a bunch
of
drugs.
I bet they were squatting on a lot of different things. Faces. Genitalia.
Dang,
what
man.
Up, we?
There aren't cool places like this anymore because they all get torn down for, you know, genderification, as you said the other
well,
day.
People got... I know I did that on purpose. People got to have somewhere to live. That's why they...
Evidently.
Dude, I'll tell you, I saw one of the... I wanted to video it, but I was like... Some would, video it and put it online. But some people would say, "Oh, you're shaming," and it wasn't the intent. So, And I should not give a damn too much. What I mean, I care what people think, but at the same time, I don't want to do anything that could be seen as bad. But anyway, we have a place in downtown Greenville called Unity Park. And it's right there by the post office, the old post office.
It's got the tower. Big Wong.
Yeah. And
boy, that thing isn't pretty.
Right there in a little circle, a lot of, I assume, homeless people. It's directly across from the soup kitchen, and they're there with their buggies or shopping carts. And oh, Lord, Paige, you might not do headlines.
Okay, all right. This is more important.
Well,
might have to take this one real quick.
I don't know. I don't know. Hold on, no. Hold on. Damn it.
What were you saying?
I don't know before that just
okay,
happened.
Well, this is great.
I want to hear from her.
I gave you a pen. Write it down.
Give me that orange juice back. You can't
have it. I'm going to have to Ralph it.
All right.
If you waited like 30 minutes, I'd probably give it back to you with more sugar in it than it was before.
Say her name and she'll call in. Oh, it's Edith from Chattanooga. Hey, Edith.
Good morning.
Hey. Did you? Are you the one that spray painted Trump in the Playboy Club pool?
Don't lie.
Nope.
Damn.
Nope. But it was called Paul Gray's Play Lake Club.
Play Lake.
Well, that sounds better, actually.
Yeah, and when I was 15, I looked like I was about 21, and I danced in the cages.
No way. What? No way.
15?
No way.
Yep. They hung up over the bar.
How did you get in? Did they? Well, I guess they didn't care, did they?
No. I knew Paul Gray.
Is he still living?
No.
Okay.
No,
I want to say good, because this, I don't want him to, you know.
So what's the story of he tried to kill his wife's boyfriend? You know that story?
Well, yeah. And he should have.
God!
Oh, Jesus, my God.
Of course, God. Edith, this is the day that the... Wait a minute. Do you live stream us, Edith?
No. Oh,
regular radio?
Okay. To take care of business when business needs to be taken care of.
Just listen to, you know...
Right.
On the air.
Well, yeah, I'm saying, like, we're having some freaking great radio, but people can't listen to us. Because
it's
stupid. Because the app's not working.
Stupid ass app.
Stupid thing sucks. It does, Edith. I know people in our building don't have control over it, but hell, I mean.
Well, somebody's got to.
Well, I don't know who does. I mean, the boss is on vacation.
Did the cleaning crew come in there and accidentally hit one of the wires out of the thing?
Well, it's funny you say that. We did have a crew that ran the cleaning chair downstairs, but we had to let them go. The cleaning crew, Fat Boys ran into them before, and insurance didn't pay. But also,
let's call it a garbage changing crew. We'll call it that.
Yeah. The trash people. That's awful.
Wow.
How did you know this guy when you met him when you were young?
I was real young, yeah.
So he just says, come dance in the club.
Wait a minute. Like,
oh, yeah.
Okay. Like, let's pace. Edith, what are you doing this morning?
I'm sitting here looking like this.
Shouldn't do that to me over the phone.
You go,
Edith.
Pretty lady.
I want to pace this right now. This is this is a like, all things considered going on in the world right now, I kind of want to, like, take the gamble. Mm-hmm. This is wild. Okay, so time-wise, where are we at in this
break? We got to take a break.
Okay, Edith, I'm writing down a bullet point.
Okay.
But I know she'll hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
When you were 15, you met, so when we come back, I want to find out where you met him and then how ultimately... He asked you to come. All right, hold on, Edith. We're going to come right back. I want to find out more about this. Fat Boy said if there was a swingers club, they should have an upside-down pineapple door.
Great idea.
Starts to Googling swinger clubs and happens upon what we thought was called the Playboy Club in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Yeah.
I've jumped in on the research team as well.
Ooh.
It changed names like a lot of businesses do when they're doing things. And it started off originally as the Playmate Club. They had to change it because of infringement. They changed it to Play Lake, but says here, locals called it play late with a T.
Ooh. I like that.
And then Fat Boy says, I wonder if Edith, our you know, we're not supposed to play favorites. But if they allowed it to happen, I think, you know, my top five.
I mean, how could you not? She's full of all kinds of stories.
And then she calls. She calls right in. And in fact, she did know the place, and she danced in the club at the age of 15 years young. Edith, welcome back.
Hey, baby.
Patience are a virtue, and you're a virtuosa.
Hey, beautiful.
Hey, darling.
Dang, okay. Man.
All right.
I don't know where this goes.
We also, Edith, we were talking in the background here about, and again, I do want to point this out too. We are, I wasn't told to say this, I think it's kind of appropriate. We are not trying to glamorize dancing in a club at the age of 15. But now, Edith's of age and is telling her story. I was saying, and I don't want to date you. I mean, not like being in a relationship with you. I'm actually in one now, but like, I meant like, try to guess your age. I would never do that. But I was trying to think, like, what would be playing in the background, and Fat Boy says, oh yeah, we should put up. So I went with Molly Hatchet, Flirting with the Disaster. Is that cool?
That's great.
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay. All right. So 15 years, how did you meet the owner of the club, the infamous owner of the club that was at one point arrested for the murder plot of his wife? How did
I met him through another dear friend who also had a business here.
If you want to say their first name only, again, I don't mind like blowing the lid or telling stories, but I also don't want to get fired.
Still fighting. He's still fighting. So I don't want to.
For his life?
Kind of, sort of, yeah.
Oh, wow. Jeez. Okay.
For the rest of his life in behind bars? Or,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Because the time frame of this was like 70s, right? Like mid-70s?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was 1973-74.
Okay.
My gosh. Speaking of pools, I was still swimming around in my dad's.
Well, okay. So one of the questions y'all were talking about, no, my parents did not know.
Okay, parents did not know. I'm going to write that down.
Oh,
but man. how did you meet the owner? You said through another business owner. What was that business? Yeah. Not the name, but what kind of business?
Wheeling and dealing in items.
Pawn shop?
No.
Drugs?
No. Oh, no. It was,
I think it's
all
fair.
Legal. It was all legal back then.
Well, what, Jim Crow? I don't know. What?
Oh, it was just like diamonds and jewelry and
stolen goods.
Well, no. Well, yeah, probably.
Okay. So
dang, this is getting good.
Those people kind of, you know, maybe hang out in circles together. Okay. So that guy, would you say that guy, did he talk to some of your other friends and maybe like he was the guy that's like, hey, nightclub owner, you need a diamond for your girl? Guess what? I've got some girls for your club.
No, I was the only friend at the time who actually had their backs, even at that age. But I looked like I was 21. I mean, I was 44 double D.
Jesus.
What are you now?
Was down to, 38. Hey, awesome. When you lose weight, you lose it there first.
Well, I ain't. When's it go to the side handles or love handles? Because, Lord God.
So I thought there was going to be like a connection to where maybe you had an older boyfriend that was involved with the owner or the club somehow, and then that's how you came to be with the owner.
He was married.
Oh, my God.
Jeez, I knew there was something else.
Wow. So how did the guy approach you? Like, hey, did the guy know?
I approached him.
Okay. Okay, but did you ever lie about your age, or did he ever even ask?
I never lied about my age. He knew because I told him. I'm upfront and honest with everybody.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah,
I've always tried to be that way.
Right. Yeah.
So he was just like, you know, come to the club, dance for a little bit, and just like that was it. for starters?
Oh, yeah.
Did they?
He wanted to just see how I did and the reaction and everything. And
Did they supply the string bikini, as you said?
Oh, no. I had my own stored away.
Okay.
So are we talking about, like, when you first get there, are you doing this a couple times a week? Are you trying to – you got to sneak out and do it. Like, how was that working?
Yeah, where did you tell your parents you were going at night?
My girlfriend's house.
Dude, I told – man, think back to all the times we did that. Like, hey, I'm going over to I can't say any of my friends' names. They don't like when I say their names because they get a bunch of questions at work and stuff and their family members. But let's say Tony. Hey, I'm going to spend a night at Tony's house. All right, Matthew. And I'm really going over to my girlfriend's house because her parents are out of town. She told them the same thing. She's staying over at Tony's. So okay, you go. You stay out all night long at 15 years old?
Yeah.
And then slept back into the house before they woke, or?
Oh, I never come back home till I was supposed to. I'd spend in the night with a girlfriend.
Right. So what would you do once the club closed down? Do you just go to a diner and have breakfast at 15?
Uh-huh. I mean,
are you serious?
Waffle House there was always Waffle House and Crystals. Crystals was good if you were drinking.
What's up, Jack in the Box?
You were just socializing.
Sure.
So when you get there, you're 15 years old. Say you're doing this for a little bit. You got to be offered drugs at some point, right? Like, that's got to come into play.
No.
Oh, really?
No, it was completely hands off. Now, I smoke pot outside every night.
Yeah.
You know, and in the back room.
Oh. So nothing. And this, you have to realize this too. You know, you're 15, so no one's going to judge you by any of this stuff. Because, I mean, hell, you know, at 15, you know, if they, you know, rich ladies came up and said, hey, fat ass, would you like to come
break dance for me?
Would
naked.
You like to break dance and swim in trunks on stage? I would certainly have jumped all over that. And then if they said, hey, we can take this to another level, take you home to some of older women, they want to run the town on you, you know? I'd be like, oh, okay.
That's the next question. Like, Edith, were you propositioned by maybe any couples that were in there at the time?
Or just dudes in general?
No. No.
Wow.
I was very well protected. Oh, no. It was almost as if my daddy was standing at the door with a butcher knife.
Oh, my God.
I was going to ask that.
He was well protected.
Did?
Now, he never wanted anything to happen. He walked me back out, put me in the cab, set me where I was going to go, and I had enough money. I had quite a bit of money for a long time.
I was going to say, what was the compensation, like per night or whatever?
Well, it wasn't anything for me to walk away with $1,000 a night, and that was back then.
Wow.
Yeah, because when you research this place, they said there were thousands of people a night that would come like in and out of this place.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
There was a lot.
And how long did you do this for, Edith?
For about a year. Just a year, yeah. Because I also got a job down at Truck City washing dishes.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. You left the thousand. Now, granted, you were 15 and this was illegal and la-di-da, but all that. But, like, you also went to Truck City, a truck stop maybe, like a diner kind of thing?
Oh, yeah. That's where all the, at one time, Dolly Parton come through. Tanya
She's like,
Tucker.
Wait a minute. Are we related? I just noticed your breast. She said she was 44 double B. Yeah.
So did you know about
Jolene, about her now?
Right? She really did. Did you know about the relationship between the owner and his wife? Because everything says they had an open relationship for the most part.
They did. She'd be over in one corner and he'd be over in another corner. They'd always have somebody.
Wow.
See, that's where the dissension started to creep in.
Did you, like, you talked about being in the back room and you kind of laughed real good when you were doing that. Did you, like, not that you participated, but did you see, like, the drugs of the time, you know?
Oh, yeah.
The open.
That's how I knew when I got old enough, and it wasn't until after I got married and divorced the first time that I actually introduced myself to the harder stuff.
Oh.
So all that saying that marijuana is the gateway to drugs, no, it's not.
No.
It's mind over matter. If you ain't got a mind, it don't matter.
No.
So I don't know if you know this. So the murder plot, there was a boyfriend involved. The owner's wife had a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Did you know the boyfriend or like kind of see that going on?
He was the bouncer.
Wow.
Jesus, he was there every day.
Edith, I'm going to give you like a gift card or something to my website, just something to compensate you for this, because to be honest with you. No, yeah,
no.
Boy, I'll feel guilty because this is going to go.
Look, guys, my love is given to y'all for free.
Well, I thought you didn't work anymore.
Just kidding. My love is given.
Will you come dance in the studio then?
Oh, yeah.
Honey, if I was to do that now, because I've had 13 back surgeries,
we'll get a hammock in here. You can just lay in the hammock in a stream bikini.
I've got one of those.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
Is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
All right, look, for real, there's a bunch of people on hold. Let's start just, hold on. Fatboy, just say who's on who you want to go to first.
Tommy.
Tommy, good morning.
Hello? Hey.
Hey,
can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you fine.
Yo, guys, how's it going? Hey.
Hey, you hear us fine.
Yes. Okay, yes. Cool. All right. I know this is going to sound weird, but like I'm having the hardest time dating right now.
Well, let me ask you this. Are you on like Bluetooth or speaker or anything like that?
Great question.
Yeah. I put on my headphones real quick, so I figured it'd be quiet that way. Is it bad? Do I need to come off?
Yeah, if you could throw those away, that'd be great.
Yeah, you should.
Set them on fire.
Quit buying your electronics at CVS. No offense.
Does this sound any better for you guys?
No, much better, Thomas.
Much better.
Sound like you're in a tunnel.
Right. Okay. You're having a hard time dating?
Yeah, exactly. I'm having the hardest time dating right now, and like none of my friends or family believes me when I tell them this.
Well, we're interested for sure. Like, you know, what's the issue?
Well, it's like I have a type, always have, right? Yeah. Like,
oh, can we guess?
Yeah, go ahead.
That'd be fun.
I'm going to guess older. Older women. Okay. That was my guess, Paige.
No.
Do you have a guess, Paige? What kind of woman does he like that his family? Oh.
Older woman.
He's laughing at that.
Okay.
I think he likes petite, like real skinny.
Petite. I do not like my steaks that way, for sure.
You're like in the area. You're in the area, okay. Kind of.
Oh, petite. Midgets.
No. You like skinny
little women.
I hope he doesn't like.
The very opposite of little women.
You don't like the
large. You like
sisters.
Large girls.
Yeah. I like big girls. All right.
Okay.
I like big girls.
Like
not like thick, not a little curvy. I mean big.
Okay. Now define this so we're on the same page. Exactly. Like, do you mean like really like tall, like basketball player looking girls or?
Okay, I'll say it like this. Like my last girlfriend, like my last actual relationship, she was like 5'6", probably 260, maybe 270.
Yeah.
And honestly, I thought she was perfect. Like I thought she was incredible, you know?
Dude, so you're like committed to that size? That category, I guess?
I wouldn't say it like that. Like that's just what I'm into, you know? Like that's who I connect with. But
he likes
the
curvy
lately,
girls.
You can put it a little bit like that, but like lately, I cannot find one that like wants anything real with me, you know?
And you know what the weird thing about that is that most people would just assume that that would be easy. Like, I mean,
exactly.
I don't know what you look like. I mean, are you a big, tall, heavy guy? I mean,
I'm a hot dude.
You sound hot, Tommy.
I think I'm just average, you know? But I think I'm just average, but exactly. Like, you know, everybody thinks I'm lying. They're like, there's no way you can't find one. Like, I'm telling you guys, I cannot.
But why? Like, are you just getting turned down a lot? Like, what's going on?
See, like, that's the strange part. I'm not getting turned down like right away. I can get along with them great at first. We hang out, we talk, everything feels really good, you know?
Yeah.
It's gotta be easy to find.
What happens though? That's what we always say, Tommy. You probably agree with this, and Paige always laughs at it. Any woman, like, you know, when a guy's like, yeah, I'm going to go out and look for some more tonight, you know, whatever. a woman doesn't have to go look for it. It doesn't matter. But nevertheless, though, if you just tuned in, Tommy has a dilemma. Tommy has a particular type of woman that he can't find. I mean, you know, if you walk out into the dating world and you have no... you know, people will call them stereotypes all day. And I hate to quote Kanye West, but he says it's not racist, it's a preference. And that doesn't just mean it could go to anything. It could be hair color or it could be the size of a woman, which is Tommy's situation. He you know, that's the other thing. I like a thick woman. Well, sometimes that means, you know, big old hoo-has and, you know, a big old tea cutter. Whatever you want to call it.
I don't know if I believe him still, because I feel like I can go outside here and find a big woman, not my size, but pretty close, almost anywhere.
But
it's just the South, my
what
God.
Is that thought of if you find one, she's going to drop everything, yeah, let's do sex right now. Like, that's like when you're in a like the gym and you find out there's a gay guy in there. It's like, oh, my God.
He's going to look at you in the shower.
He's going to try to do... Like, first of all, that's putting yourself over real strong, thinking that any gay guy is going to be into you. I mean, out there.
You've said it. You know, you didn't say this, but don't you assume that if you see, like, a bigger girl, she needs, like, help to, like, facilitate some situations?
Depends on, you know, like... The height and also, but like, you know.
5'6", 260. I mean,
well.
It's a bowling ball with Hooters.
You know, and again, I'll get the message again saying, hey, lay off fat boy. But like, what if your wife had, you know, she wasn't really into to big guys? You know, that would suck. You wouldn't have your son now and all that.
I wasn't always big. I got big.
Okay, so.
At that point, it was already like, you know.
But that was that show, like, she really loves you because you bloomed up the size of a trailer. It shows true love right there. It does.
Yes.
Oh, I don't like
if
how you use that word so much.
Mini, what, trailer?
No.
True love.
If it was the opposite, how many men would have walked away from women? Like,
not Tommy.
You brought it up. How much have you, since time you've, over the last 21 years, you've been married? 22.
How much weight have I put on?
Yeah.
Over 200 pounds.
So if the opposite was that you married her and you stayed your size, she gained 200 pounds. Are you gone? Are you like?
I'd make sure Tommy didn't come around my house.
Tommy'd be okay. Yeah,
Tommy'd be knocking on your door.
That was a pleasant way of saying let's get back to Tommy.
His wife is beautiful. I mean,
oh yeah, but I'm saying like just think shoe on the other foot. Sometimes it seems like the
yes,
it's rare with the men. But with the, and I hate that too. I mean, I really do. Because, you know,
it's tough to say.
Plus, women, if they've had kids, like, yo, you get like a full pardon on everything for me. Like, I mean, like, for real.
Well, it depends on how many you got.
Actually, you know what any woman does? Because you got the period thing, you got all this, the worry of menopause and all this stuff. But at least you don't lose your hair.
Period.
All right, Tommy.
Some people do.
Yes. Well, and I hate that. That's where I will say I feel the worst for a woman who's losing her hair.
But she loses too much, like, you ain't going to hang around for
that. I feel so, so bad because you can still spot a wig a mile away. Am I right, Tom? Okay. Let's get back to your situation, though. Your family, your friends, they don't believe it that you can't find a girl. And you found some, but then it just never works out. So are you asking us to, like, help you find a large woman, or what is
I guess not exactly. Maybe I just get a little advice from you guys on a situation I've been going through.
But you said you got shut down, though, and you were getting along with them great and all this stuff. And then I was like, well, what happens? And then what? I think that's where we had to go to break. Like,
Yeah. Like, for example, you know, like, I took this girl out a couple weeks ago. Dinner, drinks, great conversation. I thought it was great, and it went perfect. We were laughing the whole time, you know?
Yeah. So, like, in your head, you're like, this is a done deal.
Oh, love
it. It's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And then next day I wake up, she texts me, "You're such a sweet guy. I just don't feel that spark."
You should text her back, so you weren't fat enough anyway.
That could happen with anybody, though. That seems like a line that is just used. But,
I feel like it's happened so many times to me. And then, I find out she's messing with some dude that goes to our gym who barely even texts her back, you know?
Yeah, but see, some women like that. They like to be drug along.
They love that chaos.
They like to be gaslit.
They love chaos. They love.
She picked that over you.
Yeah, she chose it over him, I would say.
Yep.
That's what it feels like. And I'm sitting here I've got a job. I'm stable. I'm not ugly.
I told you.
What am I missing? You know? Please tell me, guys. What am I missing?
Well, let me ask you this. So how do you come across when you, first start talking to them?
I'm just honest. I say I like bigger women.
Therein lies the problem, I feel like. Don't you sound that sounds a little targeted or whatever? If I sit down with a girl and she says, I'm really into guys with degrade me right now, Paige. What is something? I can't I'm trying to not bury myself right
big
now
big ears.
Today. Huh?
Big ears.
She can't even see them. She's going off of memory. That's worse.
Are they big?
I mean, I want to pin the one back, but I mean.
Jesus. I asked for it, didn't I, Tom? So,
she thought about
so
that.
So you say, like, oh, I mean, I've, that's, that, don't you think that means, I don't know. What do you think, fat boy?
You can't lead with it. If you tell her, that's the main reason you're here. It's because you like bigger women. That's not going
to
work.
To me, that sounds like if you're just into big women, you just want to have sex with them. And maybe she doesn't want to be used. Maybe she's looking for something more.
I mean, isn't that just me being real, though?
Yeah, it is. But it's I'm into a certain type.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
In 2004, at 5:10 a.m., a UFO was spotted over Easley, South Carolina. Easley 911 was flooded with one call. The one guy who saw it has committed at least 15 minutes per week to look outside of what the media reports.
20.
To read between the lines. Is that his huge bushy beard or the true location of Area 51? It's now time for Mattman's Conspiracy Mysteries.
Bushy.
He's a little bushy.
Is that bushy?
You need to get lined up.
So we just spent time talking about it, reading tons and tons of texts. People from all over. I'm from KY. I guess the sex jelly company. I'm from KY, and I've even heard about Greenville Pig and Speedway. Well, guess what?
Well, that must be Kenny.
People keep saying it might be safe, Greenville Pig and Speedway, that somebody's going to come in, bring the racing back. Maybe even fire it up one more time. But what if I told you it was never going to be saved in the first place? Now think about this. We just laid it all out there, a historic racetrack. This person from the KY Jelly Factory has even heard of it. I won two races there. I met Dale Jr. there in 1995. This is a piece of history, and it's just been sitting there doing nothing.
Nothing.
Except around Christmas time. Around Christmas time, they do.
Not anymore.
Well, I was going to say for years, but even that came to an end. Now you got weeds growing through the asphalt, the grandstands are empty, and the gates are locked, Paige. But yet somehow, think about this, somehow, one of the most talked about pieces of land in the upstate. Pulling my pants here.
You gotta quit
this
sagging.
Is where it gets interesting. That track just sets a few miles away, as Fatboy mentioned a moment ago, from the Saluda River.
Dirty little river.
So, let's think about this for a minute. What do we have here? We have flat land, wide open spaces. I hated that album.
That's stuck in my head.
Easy road access and infrastructure already nearby. I mean, it's all there. Almost like it was built for something else.
Yeah. It's called racing, you goober.
No. You goober. I'm serious, because suddenly, over the last few years, you start to hear things. You hear potential buyers or big plans, or I heard Junior going by it. Or talks are happening. But nothing ever actually happens. And here's the thing, Paige. As the daughter of a realtor, you'll understand this. The deals don't close. The announcements never come. And the price just keeps creeping up and up and up.
So you think, like, whoever's interested.
I'm still upping and up.
No,
and
up, keep upping.
15 ups and up. Go.
Oh. You think it's like a window shopping type situation? Like, whoever wants it, just, you know, let me look at it for a little bit.
Or they're stalling. Like the Great Road over in Taylor's. Because what kind of company needs a ton of land, access to a steady water source, lots and lots of power, and doesn't want a bunch of attention until they've already got it all lined up?
Are you asking?
Yeah, I mean,
Dollywood?
Dollywood. He said Dollywood.
Oh, that'd be great if we had one here. But
you were right
there.
With the D. I was looking for data centers.
Oh.
No. Okay.
But think about it.
God almighty.
Massive server farms that they're not from here. They don't care. They don't have any kind of nostalgia. They don't have member berries like we are. They don't care about history. They don't care about the nostalgia. They care about cooling systems, electrical grids, and freaking fiber lines, and land that really nobody's going to fight. Shoot. I'm going to fart hard and fight hard for this vote. I really am. This is what I get. You know what? It's what I get Dude. For making fun of people on the news when they say, like that guy the other day tried to say spit and he said the wrong word.
Well, they won't acknowledge it. They might not fart over the land, but they'll fart over that track for sure.
I'm sure.
Like, they will fight for that track.
But only if they know what's really happening. Because what if, I want to be dramatic right here.
Bum, dum, bum.
All this talk about, quote, saving the speedway was never, ever, ever about saving it. What if it was just noise? Just enough hope. Keep us all distracted. And while something way, way bigger was being lined up behind the scenes. Like, think about it.
So you think somebody possibly already bought it and we don't know?
I think if a deal like that was happening, you would not have heard about it until all the I's were crossed and the T's were dotted, Paige. Until it was all done. Because permits get filed quietly. We all have seen where little things happen. They just, things come and go. They disappear. They get preferential treatment. Things like that. Yep. Utility deals signed off on water access approvals. All that stuff. And then by the time it hits news, guess what? It's not a question anymore.
It's so dirty. I don't like it.
One day, you drive past that old track where people used to line up on a Saturday night, engines roaring, crowd screaming, do a crowd screaming sound.
Like a nightmare.
And instead, it's just humming buildings. Paige, do a humming voice for me. You sound like you're doing a spiritual.
You're going to summon somebody.
You're the stolen valor. Sweet low.
Sweet chariot come to carry me home.
Rows of them. No windows, just a low hum in the air, putting power, pulling the power from the residents nearby, pulling the water, and running 24/7 with a staff of three.
This is depressing as hell.
I know.
To even think about any of this stuff.
And here's the part that gets me. Like, what if that this thing with data centers wasn't just like they thought of it last year or they thought of it a couple of years ago? Like, what if that decision to end that racetrack was made a long, long time ago? And then all we've been hearing since is just the delay. Like, think about it for a minute. Like,
gaslighting.
Well, I mean, to a degree, I still don't understand that definition. But was Greenville Pickens Speedway a comeback story that never happened? Oh. Or was it already gone and nobody told us when?
Dude, these buildings are massive. And directly behind the track, too, the one.
And if you saw that one video, I think I sent it to the group.
Undertaker and three different Undertakers?
No, that was...
It didn't even look like Hulk Hogan, the first one.
No, it didn't. They show wrestlers like in their prime, and then the childhood version of them comes and sits behind them on a bench, and then behind them comes current-day wrestler.
Why was child Bret Hart a Mexican?
I know.
Like he's Canadian.
He looked like Sammy Guevara. But nevertheless, if you know anything, I'm talking about we will keep your anonymity secret. We will.
We really would. Because you want to get behind how to save it.
We have NSA free phones.
I have an idea.
We kind of bring it back.
What is your idea?
To make it a historical site, historical building.
Wow, Paige.
Is it too late?
Well, I mean, like, I think we said that 6 months ago, but that's fine.
If they do that, I don't think they could use it, could they?
It should be. Why do we...
No, but you can...
Why can't it get a historic landmarker on there?
Will you flash every donor for, like, to save the track? Is that possible?
No.
So you don't care?
What if we have a blind driver there, and his name is Braille Earnhardt?
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.